Well, I appreciate the time, and I'm curious how this year has started for you guys. You're 8-0, you're a top 10 team. How have you guys handled the added attention, and what's it like right now around this program with how much success you've had early in the year?
So far, so good. Obviously, Omaha's a basketball community, and they're pretty excited about our team right now. And I think you add to the fact that we're starting, two local players and Kyrie Thomas and Justin Patton, who grew up in Omaha. And I think it just adds to the level of enthusiasm that our fans have for our team. To be honest, I was really concerned after we beat Wisconsin. Huge emotional victory for us, an unbelievable environment in the CenturyLink that night, that we would have a little bit of letdown when we went to the Virgin Islands for the tournament there for the Paradise Jam. And, but that did not happen. We played great basketball there, and we've been able to continue to do so. And so far, so good. I've been happy with the way the guys have stuck to their approach in practice and a very workmanlike approach to what we're doing.
You're in year 7 at the helm in Omaha, and I saw a stat this week that really, for someone like me in the audience knows this, that I've been around Creighton basketball since 2004. The program's been ranked 73 weeks in the history of Creighton basketball. In 45 of those weeks, you've been the head coach of Creighton. When you took over this position, did you think the fit was going to be this good?
I don't think you ever know until you get here, obviously, and Bruce Rasmussen, our athletic director, like I do. I mean, there's nobody better in the world of college athletics to work for than Bruce. And, his vision for this program when he hired Dana 23, 24 years ago was to make it a program that had staying power and do the things necessary in our community on campus to give ourselves a chance to be successful. And, he's continued to provide for us the necessary resources to compete as we move from the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big East. And, we play in one of the better playing venues in the country in front of one of the best fan bases. And you add to that now that we opened the Championship Center a little over 2.5 years ago, and it's as good a practice facility as there is anywhere in the country. So, things are in place and things have certainly improved since I've been here, but it's not like I came into a situation where the cupboard was bare. The foundation of this program was really, really good. And even though Dana's last year wasn't one of his best years, the culture of the program was good. And obviously there were some good pieces in place.
Hey, and Coach Greg Paterno joining us here on Game Night with Matt Peralta. You guys are in the Big East now, and this game with Nebraska, it used to be, excuse the term, but big brother, little brother. It's not been that way for a very long time now, and the Big East is ranked with Villanova's the defending champ. They're ranked first this week. You've got Xavier, you've got Butler, who are also in the top 16. You guys are in the top 10. As a conference, what has the move to the Big East done for the Creighton basketball brand?
Well, I think it's been able to we've been able to take our show to a national level. And I had said many times when I first got here in our early years going to the NCAA tournament when we were still in the Valley that we were a sweet 16 away from everybody knowing the secret of what a great place Creighton is and what a special and unique basketball situation this is. That's taken place now. I think a couple things have certainly attributed to that. I think Doug's success as a player here and being National Player of the Year and everything that came to that team as a result of his success. Everybody was able to look inside our program and see what's going on. And now with the national television exposure on Fox Sports, that goes along with the Big East and the number of games we're playing on the Eastern Seaboard, everybody knows about us now. And, it's allowed us to be in some doors recruiting that we weren't able to even knock on before, let alone get in the door. And you continue to attract high-level talent.
I know Zach Hanson, your senior center, got hurt. He's going to be out probably till late February. You hope to have him back coming up probably in March. But is this your most talented team top to bottom that you've had at Creighton?
I think it's certainly our most athletic team. There's more length there. And, we have a lot of scoring options. It starts with Maurice Watson at the point guard position, and he makes us go. But Marcus Foster is a very talented scorer. Kyrie Thomas has really improved over the course of the last year, and his efficiency numbers offensively have been off the charts. The power forward position is Cole Huff continues to get back to full health. But we have some experience there with him and Toby Hagner and bringing Ronnie Harrell off the bench. And then Justin Patton, I think, has probably surprised everybody with his consistency. I think everybody knew he was talented and oozed with potential. But to be able to be in double figures 8 straight games and do the things that he's done has been pretty incredible. So, this is a very talented team, a team that maybe forces more turnovers and creates some offense with their defense. That's probably the biggest difference from the teams we've had in the past.
I first saw Marcus Foster play here in Las Vegas when he was a junior in high school, and he was looking at you guys. and he was looking at Kansas State. He ultimately went to Kansas State. Then he transfers to your program after things don't go the way he wants it to in Manhattan. His body transformation, how much work did he put in the year he sat out? Because he looked like he looks like a totally different person to me in terms of his body shape and muscle tone on the floor.
Well, his body fat was 8% or 15% when we got him, and now it's 8%. So, you know, he's transformed his body. And, you know, we've been fortunate in that the guys that we've have had come to our program that he've either transferred or redshirted have taken full advantage of that year. You know, Maurice Watson really improved during his year, as did Cole Huff when he sat out. Justin Patton, what he did as a redshirt last year was incredible. And Marcus fits right into that. You know, he transformed his body. He's worked hard on his ability to handle the basketball and get to the rim to go along with the fact that he can really shoot jump shots and can make tough jump shots. So it's been fun to watch him grow and develop and buy into the parts of the game that we felt that he needed to really work on. And you know, he's a complete package right now because he is getting to the basket and making some things happen in the paint. And you have to respect that three-point shot.
You guys are used to having NBA scouts around. Obviously, Doug becoming the pick for the Chicago Bulls, National Player of the Year. Scouts have been around Creighton basketball for a while. But for guys like a freshman, a center in Justin Patton, to have the NBA come calling or at least take a look at him, is that a little bit too quick? Is that too soon, or is this the real ceiling for this kid?
Well, I mean, Justin's not going to be here 4 years, and I've talked about that the last year or so. I just think there's so much potential there. And when you're 7 foot tall, the NBA doesn't necessarily draft big guys on what they've done. They draft them on what they think they could do. It's so much of an upside situation when you're drafting frontline players in the NBA. So in that regard, you know, Justin, there's so many things that he can do. He handles it. He passes it. He sees things. His basketball IQ is off the charts. He just has to get stronger. And, you know, he's 19 years old, and I think there's a lot of growing that he can do off the floor as well. But to Justin's credit, he's not getting caught up on all that. He understands he's got a lot of work to do, and I hope he'll be here a couple of years. But at the same time, if, you know, if he's got an opportunity to be a lottery pick at some point, whether it be this year or next year, and he feels it's the right time for him, certainly we're going to support that.
You've got a top 10 ranking on your resume right now. You're going on the road to Nebraska. Any concern about extra emotion, you know, the beginning part of that basketball game with some of these younger players?
Well, I'm concerned because it's our first true road game. You know, we played 3 games in the Virgin Islands, but we had more fans there than the other 7 teams combined. So those were essentially home games. So this is the first time we're going to go on the road in a tough environment. It's the first Nebraska game for all 5 of my starters on the road. None of them have ever played in Lincoln. So there's a lot of question marks that are going to be answered. I'll find out a lot about our team tomorrow night on how we handle a tough environment, if we can stay true to who we are, and if we can match, you know, the intensity and the energy that Nebraska is going to play with. Because let's face it, this is a good basketball team. You know, watching their UCLA game, it's a 3 or 4 point game with 4 or 5 minutes left. They were able to slow UCLA down in a way that Kentucky was not able to do. And, you know, they lose a close game at Clemson. They go neck and neck with Virginia Tech, who I think is an NCAA tournament team. So this is a much improved Nebraska basketball team and an opportunity for them to get a signature win. So we're going to get their best shot. We'll definitely need our A game tomorrow night.
College basketball is always so important with point guard play. You're Mo Watson, your point guard, a senior, a great talent. But how important is your point guard on the road when you go into these environments?
Well, it's really important. Because he's the straw that stirs our drink, there's no question. And he dictates the tempo and the pace with which we play. And then he starts things defensively for us. He sets the tone on that end as well. So, you know, having leadership in that position is really, really, really important. And it's going to be a great battle tomorrow night, because I think Glenn Watson is one of the most improved players in the country. And I think Maurice Watson is one of the best point guards in the country. So I think it's going to be great basketball to watch from a national standpoint, because you've got two really talented point guards that are going to go head-to-head tomorrow night.
Coach, for fans that don't understand Nebraska Creighton, how do you explain it to, say, or maybe a recruit from Texas who may be wondering about playing in a rivalry game like this? How do you describe this rivalry?
Well, it's the one game during the year where every eye on in our state is on this basketball game. And, you know, it's changed, as you have mentioned. I think when we were in the Missouri Valley, I think probably at that point in time, the game probably meant more to Creighton than it did to Nebraska, because at that time, Nebraska was in the Big 12 and then the Big 10. You know, Creighton didn't get shots at BCS-type schools very often during the course of the year. And oftentimes, Nebraska maybe only was one of 2 or 3 games you play against teams at that level. Since we moved to the Big East, I think it's changed some. I think we're more on an even playing field in terms of the perception of the Big East and the Big Ten. But it just is such a heated rivalry. You know, there aren't fans that are Creighton basketball fans and Nebraska basketball fans. You're on one side of the fence or the other.
That was my big contention for many, many years when I worked in Omaha, that I used to say, pick a side. Don't be on both. Pick a side. And Creighton fans really have done a great job of that because, well, let's face it, Creighton doesn't play basketball. It doesn't play football. They play basketball. So it was tough for some of those fans to get rid of the red on Saturdays. But the fan base has been growing and growing. He did a phenomenal job of extending that Creighton fan base outside of the Omaha market. Coach, best of luck against Nebraska. Thank you for the time and congrats on the start to the year.
Great to catch up, Matt. Thank you much.